Today's healing of a leper is a rather unusual story within the whole context of first century Israel. First of all, the idea that Jesus would touch a leper is unbelievable. I mean, first of all, lepers normally have to announce themselves from well over 100 yards away, right? You know, indicating, you know, a leper is coming. So they have to announce themselves coming so that people can, you know, stand aside and run away or whatever they need to do to get away from the leper as they're kind of moving towards them. The interesting thing is that Jesus allows this guy to come up to him, and then he moves toward the leper and touches him to do the healing. And there's all kinds of things sort of, you know, put into this passage. The first thing, of course, is that the leper is not an untouchable for Jesus, right? The leprosy does not indicate that this guy has, you know, done some terrible sin or his parents have done some terrible thing. That's the first thing. The second thing is that Jesus wants to connect with this person through touch. Even though, of course, everybody suspects that leprosy is communicated through touch, Jesus doesn't care. His compassion, which of course is going to move toward touching the man, he touches him. Now, people can say, well, he knew very well he wasn't going to get the leprosy. After all, he's the Son of God. Maybe so, but the point is, he touched him and wanted to touch him in order to heal him. The manifestation not only of, that stoic compassion, which sort of keeps the leper at a distance, not that, but the manifestation instead of a caring compassion, a loving compassion, compassion that wants to bring this person back into the world. Then another unusual thing happens, which of course is going to become usual throughout the entire Gospel of Mark, which is typically called the Messianic secret, right? The whole idea that Jesus does not want this to be known. And you might think to yourself, well, wait a minute, if Jesus wants to get the word out there, you know, good marketing instinct would say, yeah, tell everybody about me, you know. For all intents and purposes, I want people to know Messiah's coming into the world. And Jesus doesn't have good marketing sense. Instead, he says, don't tell anyone about this. Now, of course, there are, you know, several reasons for why Jesus says this. The first reason, of course, is that Jesus is not about marketing. Jesus is about truth and about the salvation of the world, about defeating Satan and defeating him through his acts of love. It's the actual miracle itself where God's kingdom is breaking into the world through the miracle. That's what Jesus wants, is for God's kingdom to break through into the world through this needy person, one who needs love, needs compassion, needs healing. The weak are going to be the portal, the entryway into which God's kingdom is going to come into the world. Jesus' usual technique, poverty and weakness is the way for the kingdom to come. But the second thing that's going on, right? So Jesus, the point of a miracle is not marketing. The point of the miracle is the coming of the kingdom through the weak. But the second thing, of course, is Jesus has a very different view of the Messiah than some of the messianic predictions. Of course, Isaiah is the messianic prediction, which, right, where you have the poor Messiah, the humble Messiah, the Messiah that's going to be crucified. Isaiah's view of the Messiah is Jesus' view of the Messiah. There's plenty of other rumors and views of what the Messiah is going to be. And of course, the Messiah is going to be a power Messiah, right? And a strong guy, right, who's going to kind of do the old knight in shining armor, you know, and bring Israel back to its fortunes. Jesus doesn't want to have anything to do with that view of the Messiah. Jesus wants to be the poor and humble Messiah, the Son of God who has come into the world in a very humbly loving and compassionately loving way to redeem the world and defeat Satan through love and not through power. Jesus is not about power. The problem, of course, with healing the leper is it's called a deed of power. And it is a deed of power. It, for sure, right? A miracle is a deed of power, right? And so, of course, what Jesus does not want, right, is for people to focus on the power of the deed. He wants them to focus on his word of love that's manifest in the compassion to the leper by touching him. So he wants to kind of move this notion of the Messiah to Isaiah's view of the Messiah, to his view of the Messiah, to the poor and humble Messiah, to the way in which Satan is going to be defeated, not into the modes of power calculations and power tactics and power messiahs and soldier messiahs and king messiahs and New Jerusalem messiahs. He doesn't want any part of it. But of course, the leper can't help himself. He has to go out and tell everyone. And of course, Jesus cannot say no. When they bring the sick to him in faith, he finds them irresistible. And he is going to heal them. And word is going to spread about him, which is going to cause contention with the Pharisees, who are very worried about power. Ironically, with Jesus, who is not worried about power, but the defeat of Satan through love. Amen.